proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about God in His own words, dealing with God's self-revelation to Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 34. In the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, God asked the Jewish people, quote, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" Unquote. Throughout the Bible, God revealed himself to the Jewish nation, as Jesus Christ told the Samaritan woman in the 4th chapter of John's Gospel, quote, "Ye worship ye know not what, we know what we worship." Unquote. According to Exodus chapter 33, Moses asked God if he, Moses, could behold the divine glory. God could not allow him to do so directly, because nobody could see God face to face and live. However, he put Moses in the cleft of a rock and passed by him. As he did so, God spoke unto Moses. God affirmed that he would, quote, "by no means clear the guilty," unquote. At first glance, that statement seemed to counteract other affirmations which God made about himself. For instance, in the 5th chapter of Leviticus, God established the trespass offering for the express purpose of enabling transgressors to become reconciled unto him. After such an individual offered his sacrifice, God added, quote, "The priest shall make an atonement for him as touching his sin, that he hath sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him," unquote. How could God promise forgiveness to a repentant sinner, yet at the same time affirm that he would, quote, "by no means clear the guilty," unquote? A resolution of this dilemma centers around the meaning of the phrase, "clear the guilty," as used in Exodus chapter 34. That expression contained the Hebrew verb naka, rendered as make clean. The purity in question related to the immediate receipt of punishment for a given transgression. Solomon employed the verb naka in that fashion, as recorded in Proverbs chapter 6, when he wrote about, quote, "he that goeth into his neighbor's wife," unquote. Solomon added that, quote, "Whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent," naka. In that case, the adulterer remained guilty of his sin. Even his retribution for that sin did not immediately ensue. God treated nations in a similar way. The author of 2 Kings chapter 21 recorded how God had promised to destroy the kingdom of Judah because of the abominations committed by King Manasseh of Judah. Nonetheless, God allowed several generations to pass before he executed that judgment. God cannot and will not allow sin to go unpunished. As Paul asserted in the first chapter of the book of Romans, quote, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness," unquote. Though God remains long-suffering at present, he will ultimately execute judgment upon the guilty. Nevertheless, Christians need not worry about experiencing that divine punishment. Jesus Christ assured believers in the 5th chapter of John that, quote, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life," unquote. As Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "He," that is God, "he hath made him," Jesus Christ, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him," unquote. God does not clear the guilty, but when it comes to the atonement of Jesus Christ, God took that guilt and laid it on Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary, so that Jesus Christ bore the sins of the world upon himself, shedding his blood for the human race, enabling all who believe on him to become reconciled unto God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.